I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 16th. If you sit on a big beach ball, it gets mashed down. That makes it a little wider through the middle and a little narrower from top to bottom. And that makes it look a lot like Aldebaran, the brightest star of the constellation Cephas the King. The star is about a third wider through the equator than through the poles. That's not because some cosmic giant is sitting on it. Instead, it's because the star spins like crazy. Aldebaran is about 50 light years away, so it's a fairly close neighbor. It's nearing the end of the prime phase of life, even though it's billions of years younger than the Sun. That's because it's twice as massive as the Sun. Heavier stars burn through their nuclear fuel much faster than lighter stars. What really stands out about Aldebaran, though, is its shape. The star's equator rotates once every 12 hours versus almost 4 weeks for the Sun. That forces gas outward around its middle, making the star look a bit more like a fat lozenge than a ball. As Aldebaran continues to age, though, it will puff up to many times its current diameter. That will slow down its high-speed rotation, giving Aldebaran a rounder appearance. Cephas is in the north and northeast at nightfall. Under fairly dark skies, it's easy to make out. It looks like a child's drawing of a house. The peak of the roof is on the left during the evening, with Aldebaran marking the top right corner of the sideways house. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.